Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Charles Spurgeon's second pastorate was to be his last because it lasted 40 years. He was 19 when called to guest speak at the New Park Baptist Church in a poor section of London. The church was in decline and the leadership was very discouraged. In the morning service, there was less than 200 present in the 1,200-seat sanctuary. But his preaching started a fire. Those present called their friends, and the crowd greatly increased for the evening service. Within a month, the sanctuary was crowded with seats filled, the aisles packed, and people sitting in the windows. Plans were made to build a new church, while Spurgeon was busier than ever. A mutiny had occurred in India against Britain's military rule, and a service of humiliation was planned. Charles Spurgeon was chosen because it was deemed he was the only one who could speak to such a large crowd, attesting to the fact that Spurgeon must have had an exceedingly strong voice. The crowd numbered 23,654, the largest indoor audience ever reached with a human voice up to that time in history. The meeting was on a Wednesday, and when it was done, Charles was so exhausted he slept for 2 days. The new church would be called the Metropolitan Tabernacle, and with overflow would seat 5,600. In 2 years, it was finished. Now the congregation numbered 6,000. They had outgrown the Metropolitan Tabernacle before it was completed. Charles Spurgeon was now 26 years old.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.